netherworld. That is our Geek Speak of the Week. This is usually used in reference to describe where failed.coms go.
Enter netherworld?
Yes, so...
It's like the nether regions of the internet.
It is. It is. So, you know, you'd be talking to your friend and... Where'd that website go? Oh, that one went to the inner netherworld, my friend.
You're so crafty.
Yes, I am. And our download of the week. Unfortunately, we do not have our sound file, so if you'd like to do a little drum roll, that would be great. And
yeah, I don't think it's going to translate real well. Sorry.
It is Jaiwire's portable hotspot locator.
Jaiwire. You know what? If that's a whole mouthful for you, I'll tell you what. You go to datadoctors.com, you click on the radio show section, and you scroll down where it says download of the week. What is the hotspot locator from Jaiwire?
What it does is it enables you to locate, as we were talking about earlier, hotspots around the world, and you can actually print out a map. It gives you directions. It's very thorough compared to many other hotspot locators. So.
Just ones for around the world? What about for Arizona?
No, that's here, too.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Jupiter is not included, but, you know,
In
our world.
So if you want to check out where you can surf wirelessly, maybe for free, maybe not, check out that free download of the week. Again, it's at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and look for download of the week.
Yeah, Ken right now, I think, is looking for hotspots.
Is he hotspot surfing?
Yes, he
hot
is.
Hotspot hunting?
That's why he's not with
us
today.
He's with a whole group of people, like, you know, 15-passenger van driving around Phoenix. He's searching out hotspots, so look for him in a 15-passenger van near you.
And wave.
Yeah,
did you find that hotspot yet?
Honk if you have hotspots. Let's get back to the phones and see if we can help Bert, who has a compact and a CD burning issue.
Ooh.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What can we help you with, Bert?
On the screen right in front of me with my desktop, all of a sudden up pops a compact recovery CD/DVD creator. And I started the process, and then it says in the slot, it says building process finished. And off to the right is another pop-up which says your recovery CD, 1 of 7, cannot be written. Please take a blank recordable CD labeled compact recovery 1 of 7, insert it in your CD writer, and close the tray.
Okay, are you trying to create the recovery CD so that if something happens to your computer, you can kind of go
right
back to the way it was?
That's one thing.
Okay.
And then it says at the bottom of the bigger pop-up, it says building process finished.
Okay.
I don't know if that just means number one CD.
Yeah, here's what happens when you go to create those recovery CDs, and it's actually a series of CDs in your case. What has to happen is there's a bunch of files that are kind of compressed somewhere on your machine. And when you double-click on that process, it goes in and grabs those files and tries to put them in an order and create kind of like a virtual disk on your hard drive so that it can then go ahead and try to burn each of those successive 7 CDs so that later on, if you have a problem, you can stick those CDs in and get your computer kind of back to life. Something's going wrong in the process. It sounds like it's creating the files necessary and getting to the point where it wants to burn, but either the disk you have in your CD burner has already been used and it can't be reused, or it's not the right kind of disk, or there's some kind of problem with your CD burner.
Well, if I were to click the abort button on the screen, would that... the thing is told me it only does this once. If I stop at a certain point, I can only resume from the point I left off.
Okay.
Now, if I were to press the abort button now, would that harm anything? Or
no, it won't harm anything. It's just going to stop the process. At worst, if there's a CD in and it's in the process of burning, it may turn that CD into a what we call a coaster, meaning a worthless CD that you can set out on your coffee table and use as a coaster. But it's not good for anything data-wise.
Well, I can pop that CD out, so I don't think that's a problem. But
sure.
Then press the abort button.
Yeah, you're doing a good thing here trying to create those CDs before you have a problem, because a lot of people wait until they have a problem. And, you know, the manufacturers used to ship those CDs with the computer, but they decided, you know what, we're going to save another 30 cents.
But now, now in the process of preventing a problem, I've created another problem.
Hey, isn't that fun? That's why we love these computer things here. The other choice you have, it sounds like you're having an issue there that maybe you have somebody who knows a little bit more about this stuff that can sit and kind of watch what you're doing to see if something you're doing is a little bit out of step. You could call Compaq, HP, whatever their name is this week, and see if they can help walk you through it. Or they have an option where you can go online generally and order that disk set. And it's usually just the price of shipping so that you have that on hand in case anything should happen down the road.
I don't have to go through the process of creating it.
Right, instead of creating it. So you got a couple different options there. My guess is what I would try to do is start fresh with some brand new CDs that you just unwrap out of the package and stick in there.
This is a brand new CD.
Okay. A lot of times people will get a CD that they think is new, but they've actually tried using it before, or they've got things burned on it, and that can create a problem if they're not rewritable discs or if they're not set up a certain way.
You may also want to just try to burn something else. Try to just get a couple Word files on your computer and try and burn those. If you can't even do that, then you know it's something with the burning process. And then it's not even the whole restore file having an issue. If you can burn the CD, then you know there's nothing wrong with the CD burner, the hardware itself, and you know the software's working right. So there's obviously a problem from when you're making those restore files that Brandon was talking about to the burning process.
Yeah, what she said.
Yeah.
Well, but you said I could call Compaq and have them send me out 7 CDs.
Yeah, I think you can call them, or there may be an option when you're going to do that CD creation process. They may give you an alternate option where it takes you to a website and lets you order those, or you may be able to just go straight to Compaq's site and go through that process. So that's the other option, which, of course, is going to for sure get you what you need, but it may cost you a few bucks in shipping and a little bit of time.
Well, that's not that bad.
Right.
All right, I think I'll pursue that. I'll just abort and get out of this thing.
Okay.
Thanks for your help.
Not a problem. Where there's a will, there's a way, Bert, so good luck with that.
No, where there's a will, there's relatives.
Always, and a big line of them, I'm sure.
Have a good day.
You too, thanks.
You too.
We're broadcasting live, by the way, in case you haven't figured out by now that we're broadcasting live.
Where from?
Where from? It's from the Arizona State Fairgrounds, which is also the Coliseum, which is also 19th Avenue and McDowell, and it's called the Home Landscape Show.
Come by and you'll get free posters signed by the Diamondbacks.
The entire Diamondback organization?
No, just a couple people.
Just like one of the guys or a couple of the guys. I don't know. We got cool stuff they're giving away out here free. Of course, it's obviously beautiful weather. If you're into that stuff, check that out. And come by and say hi to us. Slap Mike Hill upside the head and ask your question. You know, whatever it is you want to do.
Dance with Brandon.
Dance with Brandon.
Yes.
Square dancing only. There's a big square out there, actually. We can try that. And, of course, if you want to call in with your questions, your issues, we're talking about hotspots, we're talking about whatever it is you want to talk about, it's 602-277-5827. It is the Computer Corner broadcasting live right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We'll be back right after the news. ¶¶